Welcome to Crime 411. I just want to remind you all that the content discussed on our show is not suitable for young audiences and viewer discretion is advised. Today we are going to be discussing the abduction and murder of six-year-old Faye Swetlik. And with the limited information that law enforcement has offered, many people are left with more questions than answers at this point. For those of you who are not familiar with this case, Faye is a six-year-old girl who was found dead Thursday in Casey, South Carolina. I hope I'm saying that right. She had disappeared from her front yard, allegedly at least 3 days earlier. And investigators and law enforcement are now saying that she was killed and abducted and killed by her neighbor, 30-year-old Cody Taylor. They have released very little information out of respect for the family in regard to the condition of Faye when she was found, understandably so. And but there are some big questions that a lot of people have. And we're going to talk about those today. So, for one, the little girl was allegedly outside playing in her front yard, which is more like a court area, like a shared area for townhomes, than it is an actual yard. Her mom said she was inside cooking and she was checking on Faye maybe every 15 minutes. And when she realized that Faye was not outside, she called neighbors, she went and looked for her, and after over an hour of not being able to locate her, that is when mom finally called the police. We know that there were search dogs that did not pick up Faye's scent from the front yard that she went missing from, which is indicative of the fact that she was taken by someone in a vehicle, at least in my limited knowledge of how these things work. With that being said, 3 days had passed and there was no sign of Faye. There were no items of Faye's found, nothing by law enforcement was found, although they had diligently had hundreds of law enforcement officers searching in the woods by her home. Now, there's some important facts to know. Cody Taylor has no criminal record. Okay, that's one. Two, he had a roommate, and that roommate was apparently not home very much, but he did have a roommate named Eric. Cody did not own a car. He had a moped. And these are important, and I'll tell you why. When officers went to speak with Cody on, I believe it was Wednesday, the day before Faye was found, Cody was very cooperative with law enforcement. He agreed to allow them to search his home. They had no indication, no signs or indication at all that Cody at that point was involved in the abduction of Faye Swetlik. Now, when you have a neighborhood on lockdown, okay, and you have hundreds of officers scouring the neighborhood looking for a little girl, it would be very hard to remove a girl's body on a moped, right? And this is speculation. I'm just pointing out some facts that many people have questions about. And I've read these questions by so many people, and I think they need to be addressed. So that's why we're talking about this right now. So again, for 3 days, law enforcement did not have any sign of Faye Swetlik in the neighborhood at all, okay? Make it known that Cody Taylor lived 150 feet away from Faye. The search dogs did not pick up any scent at all from the front yard to anywhere else. They got the scent of the front yard. That was it. That was the last of it. They went to speak to Cody. He offered to let them search his home. They found nothing. The dogs did not sense anything in the home when they went there to search. There was nothing out of line. Okay. Come Thursday. Okay. Suddenly, the roommate decides he's gonna come home. He's gonna come around. He stated that he didn't know that Faye was missing. He doesn't watch the news. He hadn't been home, which I find extremely hard to believe because in any town, let alone a small town, news spreads fast. And I know that if the little girl that lived next door to me went missing and I had a roommate, I would be texting that roommate like, "Oh my gosh, the girl next door is missing." No, he didn't know anything about it apparently. Okay, fine. So with this, the roommate comes home, and within the short time that he arrives back home, Faye, her body is found in the woods where law enforcement had already been searching for 3.5 days with no sign of her. Okay. Her rain boot and a ladle were found in Cody's trash can. And from what I've heard, and I don't know if this is speculation or if this is a fact, but what I have read is that the roommate found Cody at the house after he committed suicide. Okay. So with this, Cody is bleeding out on the back porch. Okay. And without wanting to get too graphic, but I do believe it's important. They said that his head was almost severed. Okay, you have to have a lot of strength to do that, physical strength, let alone the wherewithal to actually do that to yourself. So think about that. Okay. Anyhow, so home here comes the landlord. I'm sorry, the roommate. He comes home. And he finds Cody and he's dead, and he runs out to tell the police that are just happen to be in the neighborhood what he found. And at the same time, they found Faye's body in the woods. Any rational human being would have questions about this. Okay. What I want to know, okay, so the roommate says he didn't know that Faye was missing. Okay. Has law enforcement checked his phone records, his calls, his text messages? I know his girlfriend said that he was at her house, so he has an alibi, but I'm sure that within the 4 day stretch of time here that he wasn't there the entire time, it stands to reason that how in the world, okay, would this guy, this neighbor Cody, how in the world would he manage to take Faye's body from wherever he had hid her for 3 days, which we know was not in his home because officers searched there and found nothing? Okay. How in the world would he manage to sneak her body out of his home into the woods? Okay. And then, oh, how convenient to just throw her rain boot and a ladle in his garbage can. Why do that? If you're going to commit suicide, why in the world would you throw anything in the garbage? Why would you even move her body? You're going to commit suicide anyway. You might as well just leave everything the way it is and kill yourself, right? It doesn't make any sense. Now, from a psychology standpoint, maybe there are reasons for that I'm unaware of. But I'm unaware of what they are. So if you are so enlightened in that area, please do fill me in because this is something that has boggled my mind since this was announced. So let's fast forward here to, again, the investigators have now stated that they believe Cody was the sole perpetrator, that he abducted Faye, and that he murdered her. They say that DNA was linked to Cody and Faye. They did not say that that DNA was found on Cody. They did not say that it was found in the home. They did not offer any sort of indication as to what type of DNA was found and whether or not it was something that was indisputable. And we all know that DNA can get crossed up. We know that. Keep in mind also that if the little girl lived next door, chances are, okay, maybe there was some DNA. Now, I'm not saying that this Cody character is innocent, but I am saying that there are a lot of questions that many people have that don't make sense. With regard to the family and their GoFundMe and whatever else it is that people are talking about, please leave the family alone about that. You can't even imagine what these people are going through right now. And the last thing that they need is people speculating on where the money is going. If you want to donate, donate. If you don't, don't. But please, for goodness sake, leave the family alone about that, okay? Now back to the investigation. The DNA results came back relatively quickly. Now that, I understand that there have been a lot of folks saying that DNA takes months to come back, and in a lot of cases that is true. However, in certain high profile cases, I am absolutely certain that these things can be expedited for law enforcement, especially in a situation like this. My question is, has law enforcement really turned every stone? I don't think they have. If someone brought this little girl's body to the woods, okay, and they managed to do this with 200 officers in the area, right? They didn't do it by carrying her body out in the open, right? Chances are she had been maybe in a car or something like that. Again, Cody doesn't have a car. Cody has a moped. So there's no way that he could have taken her body, unless he carried it somehow and brought it to the woods. For those of you speculating that maybe she had been placed into the garbage can, why in the world would not a single person in that neighborhood who is on high alert notice a man taking a garbage can into the woods? Furthermore, officers have stated that they have video footage showing Cody behaving strangely. If that is true, A, I would really like to see it. B, if that is true, why was he not under 24/7 surveillance? And if he wasn't, somebody dropped the ball, right? If he had been under 24-hour surveillance, they would have seen, if he actually took Faye and brought her into the woods, they would have seen him doing that, okay? So these things don't make sense to me. They don't make sense to me, and they don't make sense to a lot of other people. The other thing that people have mentioned, and I do find this odd, is the fact that when officers found Faye's rain boot and a ladle with fresh dirt in Cody's garbage, they didn't go into Cody's home, which was what, 50 feet away from the garbage, and throw him in cuffs? No, they said, oh, we have a hunch that we should go look in the woods. What? I'm sorry, what? You have the child, her missing items in a garbage can of a neighbor. And instead of going to that house and arresting this neighbor, you go to the woods to see if maybe he brought her there? That doesn't make any sense to me. Did an officer go to arrest him while another officer was looking in the woods? I would have to say no, based on the fact that the roommate is the one who allegedly found Cody after he had his throat slit and ran to tell officers, which means there was no officer on the scene. How is there no officer on the scene when a six-year-old little girl is missing and you find her boot and a ladle with fresh soil on it in her neighbor's garbage can? I really, really, really need an answer to that. That is insane to me. So You can see Faye, beautiful, beautiful little girl, and my heart is broken for her family. And my gosh, I cannot even begin to imagine what they are going through. And they are all in my prayers. And again, please stop bashing the family. You don't know what their needs are. And if this happened to me, I would never be able to go to my house again. And you know what? You're damn right I'd be asking for money to move because I would not be going back to the house where my little girl was found murdered. Okay, so give the family a break. Okay, please give the family a break. I want to show a picture here of, give me just a second here. Let's see. You find this. I had another photo that I, oh, here it is. Okay. This is a photo. I'm going to zoom in here. This is the garbage where allegedly Faye's boot and the ladle were found. I believe that, if I'm not mistaken, it's this unit right here where Cody was found on the back porch, bleeding out. How the hell, and I'm sorry to be so blunt, but how the hell is an officer here in the garbage, okay, finding these things and not seeing this distance from here to here? A man with his head nearly severed off of his body. Does that make sense to anyone? Does it? Because it does not make sense to me. That's nuts. Absolutely crazy. I mean, look at that again. Take a look at that. Here we go. Look at the distance. This is the garbage. Okay. And I believe, like I said, over here, if I'm not mistaken, it was either this one or the one next to it, is where Cody lived, that he was bleeding out on the back porch. You know, it's wintertime. It's not like the trees are in full bloom either. It's not like you can't see what's going on in the neighborhood. Okay. That doesn't make any sense. Not at all. And if you think it does, please correct me, but I'm just not seeing it. Here we have, again, beautiful little Faye and the alleged suspect who a lot of people have questions about. Like I said, things are just not making sense. They're not adding up. I haven't heard anything from the roommate. I haven't heard anything from anyone in Cody's family. There are a few things that people pointed out on social media, one of them being a fundraiser that Cody's roommate Eric had posted online at some point for a lady who needed help. I think she had lupus, don't quote me on that. And Cody, you know, in the kindness of his heart, had donated $100 to that cause. There have been a few coworkers that have spoken out that knew Cody and said he was such a nice person that they cannot imagine him doing something like this. And I get it. You know, people say that about Ted Bundy too. So you take what people say with a grain of salt. But no one has come out and said that he was ever abusive or ill-natured or anything like that. In fact, anything that I have seen about him has been quite to the contrary. So again, I take with a grain of salt what other people say. And I do, you know, keep in mind that even Ted Bundy had people who thought he was amazing, and he actually was, he lured people with his charm. He lured women with his charm. So again, with a grain of salt. However, why hasn't the roommate said anything? If this was my roommate and my friend, and I found him like that on the back porch, I would have to say, I mean, good God, how do you not say anything, right? How do you not say anything? Now, again, this is Cody Taylor, and of course, everybody knows Faye. It just, you know, it just, there are so many questions that I still have. I don't understand how you can just come to a conclusion that, okay, we have a guy who slit his throat, or someone slit his throat, or someone forced him to slit his throat. We don't know. We have that. We have DNA, I believe. It was, again, they haven't really said much of anything about the type, you know, what, where the DNA was found or anything like that. It just seems to a lot of folks that law enforcement has not done their due diligence to turn over every stone and make sure that there's something that isn't being said. And it just, you know, when you look, I'm sorry, I mean, I am not in law enforcement. I am not in the FBI, nothing like that. But you interviewed this person, okay? Again, he was cooperative. He offered to allow you to search his home. He didn't have a car, so it's not like he put her in the trunk of his car. He had a moped, right? Dogs did not pick up her scent at all, which again leads to the assumption that she was taken in a car and taken out of the neighborhood. Roommate wasn't in the neighborhood for a couple of days, just saying. And I'm not saying the roommate is guilty, but I am saying there are other scenarios that do need to be explored and investigated. And law enforcement is just taking this at face value, which at face value, it's very weak at best. Okay. Again, roommate comes back after 3 days. Suddenly, Faye's body is found in the woods. Her boot is in Cody's trash can, and he's bleeding out on the back porch. Oh, and by the way, the roommate found him and told officers, "Hey, my roommate just killed himself." Come on. I mean, at the very least, acknowledge the fact that that is worthy of some sort of investigation on a deeper level than just we found DNA and so we're closing the case. Come on. Again, phone records, okay? Phone records, work history, text messages, social media. Where are these things? Where are these things? I don't know anybody in the world who would not want further evidence that this person right here, okay, this person right here who is no longer with us was the sole perpetrator in the death of this beautiful young girl. Especially if I lived in that area and I had children. You cannot be too careful, okay? I know the family wants closure, but at the same time, these officers have got to do their due diligence, and the fact that they don't find anything odd about this at all is concerning. That's all I'm going to say about it right now. Again, this is, I'm not blaming the roommate. I'm not saying Cody is guilty or not guilty. I am simply saying that there are things that, there are questions that need to be answered, and the public deserves those answers, especially those folks who live in that area who have little children. Okay? They deserve those answers. I would love to know what your thoughts are. Feel free to send me an email at melissa@thekindnessobjective.org. I am getting a Crime 411 email, but in the meantime, you can message me there. I'd love to have you share your thoughts on this. If you have insight into questions I have and you want to fill me in, I would love that too. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying I'm curious. Till then, thank you guys for checking out Crime 411. And again, my prayers go out to Faye and her family.